Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is October 11, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Bitcoin fails at key price hurdle, risks return to $8,000. Ripple invests $750,000 to bring XRP to crypto wallet BRD. Binance adds XRP pegged token to its decentralized exchange. Draper-backed startup launches, crypto domains on Ethereum. Bank of America is now hiring in blockchain, not just filing patents. Tim Draper bets on new, crypto domain to replace wallet addresses. New app Bottle Pay for sending Bitcoin via social media raises $2 million. Tron, Stellar join Mousebelt's Blockchain Education Alliance to train student developers. Australia's Gold Mint is backing a crypto token based on Ethereum. Members of OpenLibra disavow project days after its DevCon unveiling. Now let's get started. Bitcoin fails at key price hurdle, risks return to $8,000. Bitcoin is facing further losses after the bulls failed to capitalize on price gains seen this week. The cryptocurrency's quick pullback from a 2.5-week high of $8,830 to below $8,400 this morning has invalidated a bullish breakout on the 4-hour chart seen Wednesday, as seen below. The failure to hold above the 200-day moving average (MA) at $8,654 has also weakened the bullish outlook on the daily chart and may have shifted risk in favor of a drop to $8,000 in the next 24 hours. Bitcoin crossed the 200-day MA in the Asian trading hours on Friday and jumped to highs above $8,800, as expected. The breakout was short-lived, however, and prices fell from $8,820 to $8,356 in the 60 minutes to 6 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time. The failure to hold above the long-term average, a barometer of the long-term trend and a level which has acted as stiff resistance over the last 2 weeks, may embolden sellers, possibly leading to the deeper slide to $8,000. A daily close above the 200-day MA is needed to revive the short-term bullish setup. Ripple invests $750,000 to bring XRP to crypto wallet BRD. Mobile wallet provider BRD is partnering with Ripple's Xspring to boost XRP adoption. The companies announced Friday that Xspring would invest some $750,000 into BRD as part of its efforts to build the Internet of Value. As part of this new strategic partnership, BRD will integrate XRP and begin building on Xspring's developer platform. The partnership and investment will enable BRD users to hold, buy, sell and send XRP to anyone in the world, a press release noted. Ethan Beard, senior vice president of Xspring, praised BRD as one of the oldest and most respected mobile wallet providers in the space. He said in a statement that the wallet is aiding in mainstream adoption of cryptocurrencies, adding, "The BRD team has helped consumers on-ramp $6 billion worth of traditional currencies into digital currency, making them an ideal partner to continue the proliferation and adoption of cryptocurrencies like XRP to solve real-world problems. We're incredibly excited about joining forces with Ripple to bring XRP to our user base," BRD CEO and co-founder Adam Trademan said in a statement. Ripple understands the need for a strong wallet partner as they push into key markets like cross-border banking and remittance, so we are thrilled to help them achieve their goals. In addition, it is our plan to have BRD be the cheapest and easiest place to buy XRP moving forward. BRD announced support for XRP earlier this month, after Xspring began offering a software development kit for companies to integrate XRP and fiat payments into different applications. The wallet already supported Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, ERC-20 tokens and DAI, with customers able to purchase Bitcoin, Ethereum and DAI using ACH wire transfers. The company currently offers its iOS and Android apps in some 170 countries. Binance adds XRP pegged token to its decentralized exchange. Binance, the world's top cryptocurrency exchange by volume, announced Thursday the issuance of the second cryptocurrency ever onto its affiliated decentralized exchange, DEX, Binance Chain. Listed as XRPBF2, the XRP variant is pegged 1-to-1 to XRP on Binance's main exchange for instant swapping without slippage, the exchange said. Binance minted 10 million XRPBF2 for the DEX. XRPBF2 is preceded by a June 2019 edition of a pegged variant of Bitcoin, BTCB. All XRP issued on Binance Chain will be backed 1-to-1 by native XRP sitting in a publicly disclosed address that can be monitored by anyone at all times, Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao (CZ) said in a statement. With no trading involved, it is always 1-to-1, there is no spread, no slippage, no fees. The mechanism will soon spread to other cryptocurrencies as well, CZ continued. More significantly, this is not limited to XRP now. The same mechanism can be used to migrate other coins onto Binance Chain, where they can experience non-custodian trading that was not possible before. For now, the only road for off-boarding XRPBF2 goes through Binance, although the firm is currently working toward adding swap channels through partner wallets. Binance made headlines earlier this week with the addition of peer-to-peer payments from Alipay and WeChat, two of the most popular messaging apps in China. Only Bitcoin for Yuan trades are currently supported. Draper-backed startup launches, crypto domains on Ethereum. A startup building domains on blockchains has just launched a crypto name registry on Ethereum. Unstoppable Domains, a firm backed in May to the tune of $4 million by Draper Associates and Boost VC, said Friday that the new crypto extension can be connected to users' public cryptocurrency address, allowing third parties to more easily send funds. Doing away with long, complex crypto address, for example, a Bitcoin address will look something like 1BVBMCSTWETQFIN504m4GFG7XJANVN2 in favor of a more memorable and less mistake-prone domain will simplify cryptocurrency payments and lead to mainstream adoption, Unstoppable Domains claimed. The firm's indicated it's already seen a high level of interest in its first domain extension, .zil, with over 100,000 having been sold. The original service was built on the Zilliqa blockchain, hence the .zil domain, and the website content was stored on the Interplanetary File System (IPFS) or other decentralized storage networks, the company said at the time. While the new registry is built on Ethereum, it isn't restricted to payments in Ether. Co-founder and CEO Matthew Gould commented, "We believe that tribalism in the crypto community is slowing down adoption of the technology. Crypto is a domain name system meant to be used for any cryptocurrency payment and with any cryptocurrency wallet. Sending money to a crypto domain is a way simpler user experience for the millions of cryptocurrency users that currently have to copy, paste and type in long addresses in order to transact." The firm's blockchain domains can also be used to provide uncensorable websites, it says on its website. Linking the domain to content on a decentralized storage network results in pages that no one can take down. Using an immutable blockchain for web domains can have its downside, however. As reported last week, a hacker exploited a bug in an auction run by OpenSea for the Ethereum naming service (ENS), resulting in a number of top-level names including Apple.eth, DeFi.eth, Wallet.eth, and Pay.eth being nabbed with no way to retrieve them. After OpenSea appealed to the hacker and offered a reward, the domains were handed back. Bank of America is now hiring in blockchain, not just filing patents. The second largest U.S. bank has begun hiring for blockchain positions. The job openings, which appeared in recent months, are the first indicator that Bank of America plans to do much else with the technology apart from 78 blockchain-related patents the bank has filed or won to date. The Charlotte, North Carolina-based bank has 6 positions open that mention blockchain, 1 for a treasury product manager, 3 for enterprise payment technology senior architects and 2 for banking regulatory domain architects. Each job description either calls for experience with blockchain tech or the ability to apply it in a banking context. A recently closed ad on LinkedIn also suggests the bank has plans to use Ripple's distributed ledger-based payments network in some form. The post for a treasury product manager indicates the role leaves the product management team for the Ripple project. The new hire would be responsible for driving product strategy and growth, overseeing daily product management routines, and overseeing the development of new initiatives that result in an innovative and highly competitive product offering. Bank of America did not respond to requests for comment by press time. The lender is also a member of the Marco Polo Trade Finance Blockchain Consortium, founded by startups R3 and TradeX. In March, the bank's chief technology officer, Kathy Besant, told CNBC that she's bearish on the technology and that the patents exist only so that the bank can pivot to blockchain quickly if the need arises. That pivot may be coming sooner rather than later. In an application filed in March 2018 and published by the United States Patent and Trademark Office, USPTO, this month, the bank requested a patent for a permissioned blockchain to record Internet of Things (IoT) node data. Each of the enterprise payment technology senior architect positions requires experience in crypto technologies, a category under which Bank of America includes IoT and blockchain. Tim Draper bets on new crypto domain to replace wallet addresses. Tim Draper-backed Unstoppable Domains has launched its new crypto domain registry on the Ethereum blockchain. The registry allows users to connect any cryptocurrency address to their domain, enabling payments to be made using just the domain name, according to a press release published on October 11. Alleviating the need for length wallet addresses. To make a payment, one only needs to know the blockchain domain. This alleviates the need for copying and pasting unwieldy cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Unstoppable Domains believes that this simplifying of cryptocurrency payments will lead to more widespread adoption. CEO, Matthew Gould stated, "We believe that tribalism in the crypto community is slowing down adoption of the technology. Crypto is a domain name system meant to be used for any cryptocurrency payment and with any cryptocurrency wallet." Multiple benefits of a crypto domain. Aside from being used as a payment gateway, blockchain domains hold many benefits over their traditional counterparts. A website hosted on a blockchain domain is stored by the owner. No third party can store or seize it, and thus, purportedly uncensorable by the authorities. Furthermore, the registry is not governed by or needs approval from the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, also known as ICANN. The domain registration is for life and does not have to be renewed, and domain ownership can be transferred without the need for an escrow agent. As Cointelegraph reported in May, Tim Draper's VC company Draper Associates was involved in a $4 million funding round for Unstoppable Domains earlier this year. New app Bottle Pay for sending Bitcoin via social media raises $2 million. A UK tech firm has raised a $1.6 million, $2 million investment for an app that allows users to send Bitcoin, BTC, using their social media accounts. As reported in the North East Times, October 11, Newcastle company, Block Matrix, received the funds to further develop its Bottle Pay platform. Allow everyone to use Bitcoin. The Bottle Pay platform lets users transfer Bitcoin using their social media accounts. This enables payments to any social media contact regardless of whether they have a Bottle Pay account. The Bottle Pay app will allow users to easily access the platform. Founder, Pete Shane, explained, "We are trying to break down the barriers to allow everyone to use Bitcoin. What we want to do is to let people authenticate into the app with an account they already have and trust." Future developments. Block Matrix is planning to increase the number of active users of Bottle Pay tenfold over the next year before seeking further investment through venture capital. The company also has plans to enter the retail and commercial services market with a payment platform allowing merchants to accept Bitcoin payments through Bottle Pay. Meanwhile, there have been other platforms trying to integrate digital currency payments into social media directly. Blockchain-based internet browser, Brave, for example, enables users to tip for social media content on Twitter, Vimeo and Reddit, using its native Basic Attention Token, BAT. In August, Cointelegraph reported on another company Apex applying blockchain technology to reward users for their time and creativity spent on online content. Tron, Stellar join Mousebelt's Blockchain Education Alliance to train student developers. Crypto firms need young developers, university students need jobs, and a new alliance of blockchain educators wants to give both a hand. The Blockchain Education Alliance will address crypto recruiters' perennial high demand and low supply quandary with a raft of tools, resources, mentorships, and industry contacts that it hopes will create a new generation of students in the field. It's better for everyone in the ecosystem if we have more talent and better projects being built, said coordinator Ashley Meredith, the program director for Mousebelt University, adding, "It's a long-term investment in the space that benefits everyone." Launched by Bay Area incubator Mousebelt, the Blockchain Education Alliance includes Stellar, Hedera, Icon, Ontology, Wanchain, Harmony One, Nervous, Orbs, LTO Network, Emergo, NEM, Tron and etc. labs. Mousebelt hopes that more will join. The organization will work directly with students and the blockchain clubs that Meredith said have been at the forefront of university-level engagement. Part of the help will come through funding. In the past, Mousebelt has supported student events, hackathons, and given directly to engineering schools. Its donation to the University of California, Los Angeles, led to the creation of UCLA's first accredited blockchain engineering course. Over time, Alliance members hope to further build out academic curricula, increasing blockchain education presence via accredited courses. That could be a big help, according to students. I think universities are a little bit lost in the space, and having industry help them find out what they need can be valuable for them, Zach Nelson, a Mousebelt campus ambassador and founder of the University of Washington's 800-member blockchain club, told CoinDesk. Nelson said the space is full of fragmented knowledge and that a wide network of partnerships could go far in bringing up a stronger crypto community. Gili Ovadia, head of global business development for the Israeli blockchain platform Orbs, an alliance member, told CoinDesk that his firm could give students hands-on support and research funding. He said the firm joined the alliance because of its sprawling network. Nearly 70 universities and industry players are members at the start. Ovadia said, "We can't think of a better way to reach mass adoption than sharing our knowledge base directly with the next generation of students and universities around the world." Australia's Gold Mint is backing a crypto token based on Ethereum. Australia's only bullion mint is backing a new digital token aimed to allow investors to trade the precious metal in real time. The Perth Mint Gold Token, PMGT, was launched by Infinigold on Friday, and is backed one-to-one by Gold Pass certificates issued by the Perth Mint. The digital certificates are 100% gold-backed and guaranteed by the Government of Western Australia, which is the sole owner of the 120-year-old mint. PMGT is digitized gold that allows users to conveniently acquire and have entitlement over government-guaranteed physical gold stored at the Perth Mint in a trusted and cost-effective way, Infinigold said in an announcement. The token, designed with the assistance of professional services firm Ernst & Young, is aimed to offer an alternative to traditional gold investment products such as ETFs, while using blockchain tech to allow real-time trading and settlement. Infinigold CEO Andreas Roof said, "With the Perth Mint as custodian of the underlying physical gold that backs PMGT, buyers will be able to access a secure and reliable token representing the strongest asset class to date, gold. As far as the underlying tech goes, PMGT is a compatible with the ERC-20 standard behind by many Ethereum-based tokens. Infinigold is further touting the token as an alternative to US dollar-backed stablecoins such as Tether and USD Coin. Perhaps taking aim at Tether, the top stablecoin by market cap, that's faced accusations that it manipulated the price of Bitcoin and was not actually fully backed by USD." Infinigold said PMGT's gold backing offers investors superior transparency, credit quality, risk diversification and hedging against market volatility. In interviews and press releases, project members have voiced concerns on crypto volatility. Perth Mintz Hayes told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation (ABC) in January 2018 that traders want another digital alternative to Bitcoin, the original digital gold. Hayes said to ABC, "If you use precious metals to back something on blockchain or something that is allied to blockchain, it retains its intrinsic value, unlike the offerings from Bitcoin and Ethereum, which really rely on everyone believing that there's something behind it. Now that the tokens Hayes alluded to are coming about, PMGT can make the most of Australia's largest gold refinery," Infinigold's CEO Andreas Roof told CoinDesk. The Perth Mint consistently delivers in excess of US$16 billion worth of precious metal bars and coins per annum, providing us with plenty of supply for PMGT. The launch comes as haven assets like gold, and possibly Bitcoin, are becoming more attractive to investors. Fears of a U.S. recession have seen gold prices bounce in recent weeks, and other companies are launching products to capitalize on the yellow metal's growing popularity. Just yesterday, crypto liquidity and OTC provider B2C2 launched the first gold derivatives product that synthetically trades against Bitcoin and is targeted at investors seeking safety from market uncertainty. Between Bitcoin-settled gold derivatives, tokens tied to the price of gold, competing gold-backed cryptocurrencies and murmurs that Russia's central bank is considering a gold-backed token of its own, the crypto markets are flooded with variants of digital gold. But the project leads say there's still a market for PMGT, in part because of its custodian's reputation. The government of Western Australia has an AA1 rating from Moody's. Members of OpenLibra disavow project days after its DevCon unveiling. The creator of an open alternative to Facebook's Libra stablecoin initially misrepresented which organizations are involved in the project, CoinDesk has learned. Four individuals and organizations have disavowed the OpenLibra project, which was unveiled October 9 at DevCon. Others say the extent of their involvement was overblown. "I showed up to one community call for OpenLibra. I didn't really do anything after that," said Sunny Agarwal, a core developer at blockchain startup Tendermint Inc. He added, "I wasn't asked before my name was used on the slides." Outside of Agarwal, representatives from Chainlink, Web3 Foundation and Hashed have told CoinDesk their names were used without their permission on the OpenLibra slide deck presented at DevCon. The OpenLibra project aims to ensure that access to the Libra stablecoin and its technology remains free from corporate control. In the case of Web3 Foundation and Hashed, the companies say their names were mistakenly associated with those of employees who no longer work there. "We're not opposed to OpenLibra. We're just not a part of it," said Zeke Turner, the Web3 Foundation's head of communications. Lucas Geiger, the founder of the OpenLibra project, has since apologized for the oversight. In a Telegram message to Chainlink CEO Sergey Nazarov and this reporter, Geiger said, "We've been in a rush preparing materials, and my team took a list I had of partners and potential partners and put it on the site. It's removed now. Apologies for the trouble that this has caused. I should have reviewed more closely." Geiger has not confirmed which of the 30 listed individuals and organizations announced on Wednesday were potential partners and which were actual confirmed partners of the OpenLibra project. So far, CoinDesk has received direct confirmation from 9 individuals affirming their involvement in the OpenLibra initiative. They are Ethereum developer Lane Rettig, Singapore University of Technology and Design (SUTD) PhD student Barnab Monnet, Democracy Earth founder Sandy Siri, Tendermint director Zaki Manian, Iqillusion founder Tony Arcieri, Vulcanize founder Rick Dudley, BlockScience founder Michael Zargum, SUTD professor Georgios Palioras and HiveOnline founder Sophie Blackstedt. Each said they are contributing individually to the OpenLibra project for now, without specifying whether their affiliated organizations would contribute in the future. Blackstedt emphasized that her involvement in OpenLibra was primarily ideological. "I can confirm that I am giving my support to the OpenLibra project, although we are not directly engaged with building the technology," Blackstedt said in an email to CoinDesk. "My support for OpenLibra is a personal choice driven by my very strong convictions." As for Vulcanize's Rick Dudley, OpenLibra is a project he may or may not continue to work closely with due to complex conflicts of interest. Regardless, Dudley told CoinDesk that having his name featured on the OpenLibra site without his express permission was not all that surprising. It happens all the time in the blockchain space, Dudley said. The OpenLibra site has since taken down all the names of its contributors and updated the website. The OpenLibra project is a loose collective of individuals, the updated website says. We are individuals from some of the best-in-class blockchain projects and nonprofit foundations, working on a crypto-native solution regarding Libra. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.